Let's say you love your job. Sure, it has its ups and downs, but you get to do what you always wanted to do, and what's better than that? So how would you react then if your boss came to you and said, "Hey, you know that one thing you despise about your otherwise great job? I want you to just do that for the next few months." Well, that's essentially what Utah-based artist Naaman Bills imposed on himself. Typically a collage and mixed media artist, Bills has always had a strong dislike for landscape painting. But he wondered if exploring landscapes might be beneficial.
If I were to devote myself to doing landscape, that it would probably be a good experience, and I'd probably learn something, and I'd probably come to appreciate landscape in a way that I didn't. And so that's kind of where the idea initiated.
So Bills enlisted the help of landscape artist Jeff Pugh. Pugh served as a sort of mentor for Bills as he trudged through his own landscapes. Bills also convinced two other local artists, Justin Wheatley and Lenny Brown, to tackle forms of art they hated. Wheatley took on still life, and Brown gave portraits a try. Respectively, artists Chris Terry and Casey Childs served as their mentors. Bill says the mentors served as important motivators for the reluctant but open-minded artists.
They could help them get over the speed bumps and whatever issues they would run into, and even to kind of help them stay motivated, because there's somebody to report back to, and so there's some accountability there, but there's also some sense that there's some help there if you run into issues and you feel like you get stuck.
Felicia Baca is a visual arts program representative for the Utah Division of Arts and Museums. What stood out to her was the quality of the work produced by artists outside their areas of expertise.
You know, I went to art college. I was like, if I tried painting, like, it would probably be a disaster. And I was just really impressed with the quality of their work. And certainly, you know, that had a lot to do with the mentors they were working with.
Bill says the experience was a positive one for all involved.
I think it's a really good kind of growing and educational experience. And something that maybe we don't challenge ourselves to do often enough, you know. We tend to stay in our comfort zones instead of venturing out and trying something that we're not comfortable with. But by doing so, we experience growth, and it can take our work in new directions that we wouldn't have otherwise anticipated.
On Friday, September 20th, a reception for the public will be held at the Alice Gallery for the exhibition, which features works from both the artists and their mentors. The exhibition runs through October 4th. For KCPW, I'm Ryan Cunningham.